I decided to get back into the swing of things. So as every self-respecting human does, I got on Tinder. I felt like a queen. I had matches coming in hot. I sat chatting to one fine fellow and promises of wining, dining and romancing are laid out. I oblige. I doll myself up, wax the old welcome mat, you know, the works. The night arrives and he messages me and tells me to
wait out front because I don't want to get out.
Chivalry at its finest. I don't really need to be pampered, so I wait out front for 25 minutes. He finally arrives, dusts the McDonald's wrappers from the front seat and throws his tool belt and grotty socks into the back seat to make room for me. I swear I can taste the socks as I get in. He tells me I look a bit dressed up for where he wants to go. I tell him he looks a bit dressed down for anywhere. He's wearing tracksuit pants and UGG boots. We then drive to Red Rooster. He's pissed they don't have a drive-thru. I eat my Ripper roll in silence while he laughs at the guys in his group chat. I tell him that I'm just stuck into the bathroom. And I left, bailed, ran. Adios. He messages about 20 minutes later, asking,
what are you, taking a dump?
I reply, kind of. Block, delete, bye. This date gets a 4 out of 10. Hello everyone, this is Ali from Bad Dates and I'm here to talk to you about dodgy dates, apps, dating culture, and this week eating like a Ripper roll in the car with dirty socks. Look, you would be surprised at how many people go to the drive-thru for first dates. It is unfortunately more than you think. I think a lot of the time the drive-thru dates happen because the person makes a promise of going to dinner or for a meal, but they actually just want to have a quick hookup. So it's kind of like the bait to get onto the first date without actually, you know, being explicit that it's a hookup date. So because they don't want to actually invest a full dinner, they hit up the drive-thru. And I have heard of so many of these dates where the person is picked up from their home, they go to the Macca's, they go to the KFC, Red Rooster, whatever it else, they eat in the car park, they eat their takeaway in the car park, and then the person tries to get them to go home with them. And look, I mean, I think if you know me, you know that I'm well into my fast foods and into my KFC and all of that. But I don't know. I feel like a drive-thru date is only acceptable if both of the parties are aware that, you know, this is a drive-thru date situation. On this topic, what do you think about dinners on first dates? Hit me up at Bad Dates with Ali on Facebook or Instagram, because I would love to know and hear from you. My personal opinion is dinners on first dates are an absolute no-go. They are a risk because you feel, and you shouldn't, but you feel obliged to stay for the entirety of the dinner, even if the conversation is boring. And look, as I said, you shouldn't, but still people do feel that way. And if you like the person, you might, you know, want to hang around and have a bit of a friendly conversation, but it's not really what you want to do for a date, right? I met a guy for a date once at 6 o'clock in the CBD. We had a drink and we got talking, and then he told me he'd booked dinner for 8 o'clock. So what I thought would be an hour and a half dinner turned into 2 hours, 2 hours of drinks, then another hour and a half of dinner. And it was possibly one of the longest dates of my life. The guy himself wasn't a bad guy, but I mean, I didn't really want to commit to a 3.5 hour date on a first date. So I definitely won't be making that mistake again. I hope if you've had dinner first dates, they've got a little bit better than mine. I'm wishing you luck for that. Let's get stuck right into it. Actually, one more thing I want to add. I wish that I had the confidence to politely get out of that long date looking back. I mean, it was a long time and I think I would handle it a little bit differently now to what I did then. But, you know, we live and we learn and we do our best on dates, and that's all you can do, right? Okay, we will get started this time. So I went to the absolute epicenter of couples and families just the other week, and that is Costco. Now, the reason I say this is Costco is one of those places that couples flock to, and that's because everything you buy at Costco is in bulk. Now, I know what you're thinking. There's more than one place that couples flock to. Probably the main place the couples love to go to is Bunnings. If you go to a Costco on a Saturday or Sunday, it is like filled with couples, and they're like holding their copy of The Barefoot Investor and they're out there renovating their homes that they bought together. And I mean, that's a nice thing. That is a wonderful thing, but that's what they do. Going back to Costco, I have learned that Costco isn't just a place for couples. And may I add, this isn't sponsored or anything. Gosh, they're definitely not sponsoring me. But I have learned that Costco is not just a place for couples. And if you go in with the right attitude and a freezer and a sense of confidence about how much you can eat, Costco is for the single people as well. At Bad Dates, we acknowledge that single life is wonderful, but like all types of relationship, it has some drawbacks. And that's where I'm going to get started. Now, if you go to Costco, you can get this hot dog and soda combo for $1.99, which is an absolute bargain. And if you've been to Costco, you know what I'm talking about. You get like this hot dog and your soda or your Pepsi or whatever it is, and you fill up the Pepsi by yourself. And then the hot dog, you take this like barren hot dog with nothing on it, and you go to this machine, this silver machine, and you turn like a crank handle, and it puts onions on your hot dog. It's the most industrial meal you'll ever have. Now, anyway, if you're a single person shopping at Costco, you're maneuvering this trolley, which is like the size of a small apartment, and you get your hot dog and you get your empty soda drink, cup thing, and you've got to try and maneuver this massive trolley and this onion hot dog machine. I'm doing a really bad job of describing this onion machine. If you've been to Costco, you know what I'm talking about. But getting this like hot dog creation at Costco with your trolley, with everything else, it is just so difficult. And I mean, if you saw me at Costco, you would have seen my face absolutely covered in onions and tomato sauce as I tried to maneuver it. That's the first issue I had shopping at Costco as a single person. And can I tell you, that balancing act of the hot dog and the trolley and the soda, that is the hardest balancing act any single person will ever maneuver, even if you're like a dating app player with six relationships to manage. This story does have a purpose, and it's for me to offer you this unsolicited advice. If you have a freezer, single people can enjoy the wonderful elements of Costco without feeling the pressure of needing to eat 12 croissants. Or at least for that 12 croissants, not having to eat them all in a 4-day period.
Mission accomplie.
If you know me, and you probably do, I'm a terrible cook. So I buy everything in bulk there and chuck it in the freezer. Now, one of the first trips I ever made to Costco, I got chicken wings, chips. What else did I get? All of this frozen stuff to chuck in the freezer. And I got to the checkout and the woman looks at me and she says, "Are you throwing a party?" And I was like, "No, this is just how I eat." I do recommend you get down there and give it a go and try maneuvering your enormous shopping trolley. And you'll like it. You may see me walking around there with tomato sauce over my face. But essentially, at the end of the day, there is all of this stuff that we kind of feel belongs to couples and families and people in relationships. And if you're a single person, not all of the time, but a lot of the time, you can access that too. It's kind of like wanting to go on a holiday. You may have somewhere in mind you really want to go on a holiday, but you're waiting for a partner or a friend or someone to do it with. You can do it by yourself. Go do it by yourself. And, you know, if you're not on the market for going on a holiday, I highly recommend you go to Costco because it's kind of the same thing. Not really, but you'll enjoy it. I matched with this guy on Tinder and we talked for a bit. He wanted a date but didn't have any ideas as to what we should do. Anything I suggested was weird to him. I did, however, need to go to Kmart, which happened to be near his house. He agreed to come, so I picked him up on the way. While at Kmart, I tried to make conversation, but he just awkwardly replied with one-word answers. So I bought what I needed and we left. At this point, I didn't care about him, but I was hungry. It was late, so we ended up at Macca's. Over chips and nuggets, he turns to me and says,
"Why do you wear long socks?"
I love knee-high socks, by the way. I own a lot of them. He knew this. "I don't know. I guess I just like wearing them and they're comfy," I reply. He goes,
"So, because you wear knee-high socks, you're a lesbian, right?"
I didn't reply and sat there confused at how he came to this conclusion. No one has ever said this to me before. I dropped him home 5 minutes later and he asked for a kiss, which was confusing as apparently I'm not straight because I wear knee-high socks. We've not spoken since and I still don't get the connection between knee-highs and lesbians. I should have asked. Do you see a connection between lesbians and knee-high socks? A lot of the lesbians at Bad Dates of Melbourne actually commented on this story and they informed me that there really isn't a connection between knee-high socks and women liking women, which I don't think comes as much of a surprise to anyone, really. My theory when I heard this conversation is a little bit strategic, or at least I feel that this guy's being a bit strategic. So when he asks if she is a lesbian, he already knows she's not, or at least, you know, that she likes gentlemen as well. But now she feels like she's not trying to attract him. And so when she hears this comment, he is trying to get her to amp it up, essentially. So it's a strategy, a kind of like a neg, but a strategy in that she now feels compelled to up the romance and up the sexuality of this date. And this is kind of how he's trying to maneuver that. So, I mean, does this guy see a connection between lesbians and knee-high socks? Look, he might, but I think it's a little bit more going on there, essentially. Now, when we're on this topic, again, like the Red Rooster dates, you would be surprised at how many people are going on dates to Kmart. So the thing is with these Kmart dates, they are a little bit like the Red Rooster date in that they're a very low investment, but you can still get away with seeing the person. So again, like the Red Rooster dates, it is that low investment with the opportunity to ask someone for a hookup afterwards, right? So you don't even have to take them to dinner like the drive-through date. You actually just go to Kmart and you wander around. And again, I want to reiterate, I do love Kmart. Like if you've seen me on social media, you know that that's like 90% of my wardrobe. So at the end of the day, Kmart might be a fantastic place to meet someone for a date. And if you both love Kmart, that is wonderful. But when you go into the date, you kind of both want to have similar expectations as to what is going to happen. And you know, things do escalate and that is wonderful, but you both want to be on the same page as to, you know, why you're going to Kmart. Whether that is just to do a bit of shopping or whether it is the precursor to something more. You want to be informed about how all of that works. So at the end of the day, is there a connection between lesbians and knee-high socks? Well, the lesbians on Bad Dates of Melbourne say absolutely not, that it is ridiculous. And I think anyone who hears that story knows how absolutely ridiculous it is. Just another silly thing that goes on in the world of dating apps. So that is all from me this time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bad Dates with Ali. I'm going to take a bit of a break for the next few weeks, but I will be back. In the meantime, if you'd like to get in touch with a question or a story or even just to say hello, hit me up at Bad Dates with Ali on Facebook or Instagram. Otherwise, check out me on Bad Dates of Melbourne on Facebook or Instagram. There's a lot happening there, a lot of discussion, and I'd love you to get involved even if you're not from Melbourne. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.